This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. We shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line, 72341.
It's a friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, she gets flustered giggling by something. She can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these because Matt Man and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about, well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, mm-hmm. I look. And because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how, like, you spy on me with half-naked women.
That's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on Explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at. Is the way they mirror that.
Uh-oh. That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because
sure.
People are around me.
All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, Fat Boy.
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, do you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's like sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knocker. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will soothe their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from... Hey, Mama.
I wasn't it, though.
They Happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and the legend... award went to a guy that I actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool. Cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefields in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years ago. Huh?
How would he see into that that far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like...
Do you think it's... Well, like when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on or who are ahead of the trends,
yeah,
it's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people like figure out, like, can narrow a focus, like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go, like, any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had. They're at the Yahoo Internet Life Online Award Show. And that's what he's saying. That's why at the beginning, the people are like, oh, God. Like, we're at the Masters Championship, and y'all just said golf sucks. Like, I don't know if I should clap right now.
You know what makes sense? Because they said Prince's musical genius was his arrangement. How he could hear every instrument and how they came together.
Yeah.
Like, what went where.
That's just, I heard that again. Very old, 26 years, but just to think about how he knew that then. And a lot of people were saying that, but
insight.
The way he put that was, whew, that was good. Are you moved right now?
Looking a lot into the future.
Yeah.
I got one here that, you know, I love Alex Trebek. I miss him.
Ooh, sorry.
And I didn't know about these until I found them. A couple Jeopardy outtakes.
Ooh,
I thought Trebek was
good.
I didn't think he was, salty is not the right word, but.
Is it like the one where Mr. Rogers is flipping the bird and you find out, wow, that was real?
Let's just say I was shocked to hear this out of Trebek. I really, really was.
She drank the poison that Captain Hook intended for Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell!
F*** 'em. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and f***. No s***. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy.
There's just a few short outtakes, but the guy in the beginning, he says, do it again because she sounded too excited to give the answer. That's when he said blank them.
What? They recut Jeopardy?
Well, just outtakes from certain episodes that they put online.
Oh.
And then that's where he was trying to cut a promo to where you could play on the phone. That's when he was, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's the best stuff. That's the best stuff.
Which, that show sucks now. It's awful.
Really?
He was the show. He really was.
Why is it so bad? Is dull?
Well, Blossom sucked at it, I thought. But you don't want to be that middle person. The replacement. You want to be the replacement of the replacement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like when, you know, Roth replaced Stern, people hated him.
Well, God, what's the, like, I mean, I'm sure the ratings still do okay. I don't know, but, like, Price is Right. Like, has it been a thing since Bob's gone?
And they try to put it at prime time just to kind of boost it, I guess. And
yeah.
They do local. They do a traveling. Like, you can, you know, go compete for a prize. I don't think it's Drew Carey going around the country. It might be.
Well, God, I know. They come to Harrah's, and I think they came to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. But I fear that – I shouldn't say fear. I'm pretty sure that Drew Carey wasn't his farm. All right.
There's a there's a bait shop in a small Michigan town that's getting a lot of traffic A lot of people want to go buy merch at it. And the lady that runs the bait shop is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of getting tired of the traffic.
Uh-oh.
She gets calls, too. And you'll see why when you hear this little news story out of Michigan.
Recently, an explosion of interest here downriver and beyond in a catchy slogan right on the side of a bait and tackle spot. You'll have to get your mind out of the gutter for this story. Your one-way ticket to Pound Town.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the Dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it. So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish. Pound Town.
I guess I can swap my beanie out for this hat. Now that I know the real meaning of Pound Town, the merch is on sale in-store and online just in time for the holidays.
What does she mean by swap my beanie out?
That's what I was thinking. In the like in the video, she takes her...
She put on a Pound Town hat?
Yeah, she did.
On the Dirty D.
I've never heard anybody fishing saying they're going to Pound Town.
Never. Uh-uh. But that sounded northeast. Going to Pound Town.
Going to pound the jigs, pound the fish, pound them all.
Whose turn is it?
You know what? Let me go. Because, you know, we only got a couple
don't
left.
Don't concede.
No, we only got a couple left. Okay. I don't think it's going to match up to the finale.
Okay.
But if you're a prankster who likes to mess with the intercom systems at your various home-to-do warehouses, whatever.
Home stores.
Yeah. Do-it-yourself.
Home-to-do.
Do what yourself
do they call
home.
Though? Like, what do you call a Lowe's or a Home Depot? That's a...
DIY.
No?
Well...
I don't know. It's like a big... Yeah. There's some word for it. Text in. Paige will give you her phone number.
These guys don't do a funny name, and they don't fart in the microphone, but he leaves a rather vile message for the customers of this.
They are home improvement companies.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Paige, give yourself your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to me.
You win.
This guy got... Before he got thrown out, he snuck into a phone and... commandeered the intercom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Big Tommy M, the Long Island Ferry Jumper. I just wanted to let you all know that I just my pants.
Get out of my seat.
What?
Get out of my seat.
Guys, now. Now. Get out.
I'm trying to find freaking paper.
Why are you so mad?
The lady.
Why are you so mad?
The lady's trying to run at him when she realizes what's going on. And
she said, get out of my chair?
Yeah, get out of my seat.
Get out of my seat.
The other lady who works with her is like pointing towards the exit, telling him to get out.
I mean, I know time and place and stuff, but you know if you're in that store right then, you are loving that. You're loving it.
Like if I heard, you know, somebody was looking for the Stiddy's family. I would laugh.
Where's E Norma at?
E Norma. Attention customers, we're looking for E Norma Stiddies.
Any of the Stiddies. Any Stiddies in Sky City.
Good Lord.
God, but get out of my seat. Get out of my seat. I like his laugh too. He's like, I just blanked my pants.
The intercom used to have a code. It was hard to get. Now it seems like you just walk up to it and use it.
Yeah. All right.
God.
If you didn't think any of that was, not that that all was funny. I mean, pretty much everything was past the Prince thing. But this right here, you remember during COVID, people were locked down and all that stuff. And a lot of people they turned into internet stars. And they would video themselves dancing as that dancing revolution came. Well, here's one that maybe you've not heard yet. It's very short. I imagine we're going to play it several times. This is a woman in Sussex, UK, during COVID, doing home karaoke by herself, singing the great song Crazy by, as Fatboy calls, Gnarls Barkley. Here's her rendition, and notice there is an echo effect on this because that's how she's got her karaoke set up. So enjoy this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Why she immediately goes back to the microphone too.
How bad did that microphone stink, man?
God.
Oh my God.
Everything about
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Got it. Like, it starts off like she's singing it pretty good. There's a little bit of like soul in that. And then she farts the echo, and then she put the phone back up to her face and goes, ah!
Shit, think about it.
I remember when I lost my mind. Yeah.
Okay.
So gross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, my goodness. Find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Can I call you Topher?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last 6 years. Well, since 2019, I've been back about 6 months.
God,
got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in, like, 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in, Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering, you can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there, and about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country... Well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist light.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
I mean, communist light.
But it's communist light because it's, they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American-style capitalism with their communists. With their communist stuff, so
okay.
It's not give and take on that.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, though: is it? It's not a stretch to believe. I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody at work for Nike over there?
Ooh.
Go on. I met all kinds of things like that. Yes.
Okay, and is it true? Like they live there too, and they.
It's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs like available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that. For real.
In the rural areas, I hate that word rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural. That's the
English
old joke.
Teacher.
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say a rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English, science, and math.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That's too much to teach.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
still a teacher, but rural is hard.
You're stuck over there during COVID, right when it started. And
yes, sir.
What's the what was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon
they make them there. That's easy.
Yeah,
but as soon as
you left, I saw a dude leave, and then like a red van rolled up. And, like, the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van. And then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Kids, I had flashcards.
Oh, my God.
And their mom would, like... Their mom would like tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop, and like hand me over food.
Wow.
Once a week, the government would drop off a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't try to reach out to, like, you know, embassy or anything like that?
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, your family here, like, nobody, like, raised a ruck? Like, how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being, like, 2.5 years, like, you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. yeah. They're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there, yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, I do miss her. I miss part of that life because I had no choice, you know?
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let, they hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh, God.
What?
All of that.
You know what? I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these MFs over here running in and out of the country with over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to like so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh my God, I love my country so much more than I ever have ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in L.A., LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to L.A. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
And
so you went
I didn't
home.
Even know she got
oh, my God. You get back from China,
you
home. Fly into LAX,
nobody's there.
And they move to, see, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know, left.
And well, right, first of all, I'm not from California, but...
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey!
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, you know, Native
but
American
I,
history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like... when I come walking through LAX, when I first got back to America, and there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got like a little like I got like.
Did you get teary
eyed? And shocked.
Oh, he said flag.
I got teary eyed, and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, oh, you know, God,
like
I hope
200 people told me.
I'm gonna find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
This lady walked up and she goes, hey, is there any American citizens in this line? And I was like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had like a Chinese, like a bowl haircut, you know, and you're like, eh. He'd been there so long it's stuck.
Like, yeah. They're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
I raised my hand and they took me to customs and this the police officer looked at my passport and he goes, welcome back, Christopher. And that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
So. I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach 3 subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who probably just, you know, spitballing you.
Yeah.
Lollygagging, not caring.
Any of them ever karate chop you when they get past, you know, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mong.
All right.
I don't know.
Look at this text right here. And it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions,
really.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, you know, you don't. Not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine, and we're watching the news, and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map.
Oh, yeah.
And there's people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, disco and then stuff. While, you know, I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. If Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there.
Right, like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand, what I've read.
Well, look, who's in the running for the – look, there's four territories in the running for two spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it. Oh, I'm going to try it.
Trumpland. It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
So they buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them. We've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Balls in the room.
Oh my God. Very big.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. These could be full of crap. It also doesn't tell you what part of the country. So that, I don't know. I guess I'm swayed by movie, TV, all this stuff. You know. And generally speaking, like most... Forgive me, but Yankees cuss like sailors. The ones I've met do, and I'm fine with that. Trust me. I want to.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the freedom of doing it, and I normally do.
We shouldn't think about it, you know, that much. Just,
I have to here, and I should.
Yeah, like well, like we said, depending on which one you want to use.
Right. So anyway, this was the question, and I'm not a big fan of these breaking down these polls because you don't know any of the demographics or anything. But how acceptable, if at all, do you consider it to? How do you consider it to be to swear at work, meaning to cuss? 31% said not acceptable at all. 28% not very acceptable, 23% somewhat acceptable, 9% completely acceptable, and then 8 of them were not sure.
Do you feel like maybe, I don't want to say it seals a business deal sometimes, but...
Do you swear at work?
Like, it wouldn't hurt maybe on some, but you got to read the person, right?
You remember how you, back in the story about the scarlet letter, girl had to wear it, you know, she committed adultery or whatever it was. I wish I could wear a big green F word or F letter, like let you know, hey, we're on the same grounds here. You can say it; it's fine. And still, because one of you's got to, if you meet somebody, first somebody's got to take that stand and saying, "I'm going to say a cuss word now," and I'm going to watch the facial expressions, the poker face.
Would you respect your boss more if he called you a blanker?
He does.
There's somebody we know that we might have used to work with, who cussed left and right, but he was like a funny, jovial guy. And he kind of did it that way, and it kind of worked out for him as far as, like, what he could say.
Yeah.
But I remember being in business meetings where he'd call somebody a big a-hole, and everybody gets a big laugh out of it and chuckle, chuckle, and then, like, you know, there were no consequences.
Right.
I think it's fine if it's not derogatory.
Like he kind of was sometimes. Like if somebody,
are you kidding?
No, if somebody called me the C-word here, I'd be a little upset.
I'm telling you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe too corporate, you can't do it. Like, if you know, if you're on a roofing crew somewhere, you could probably cuss left and right.
But just, I know it's way out of the box and thing. But Paige, and I get it. I'm the C word. But at what point in your life did you find out that you needed to be offended by it? Like, honest to God, like, that's something you got to break down for yourself
Am
I really?
It.
You just don't like the word.
I don't use it. I don't call anybody that.
There is no male equivalent.
If you call me that, you better run, because you'll see one. Well, not literally, but...
It's like an a la carte order.
I'll become a major one.
Open the door. I'm going to say breast and run out of here real quick.
That was her name in the Army.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Major?
It's like, be careful what you say to people.
No, of course. It all goes back to the conditioning of you find out that it's a bad word, and then not even that you're offended by it, but it's like, that's a bad word. We should not say.
Yeah, I guess it's like some, you know, decorum you want to have as far as, you know, the customer goes or professionalism. But even if they're lobbing them out, cussing first, you can't really do it back.
Yeah, if you know, say Mark came in and said, "Good morning, sluts," I'd be kind of offended by that.
I'd say you've been hanging out with Mo-Wike.
I know.
But he calls me names. I don't care. It's just ribbon.
He calls you fatty.
Yeah. As he sips on his iced coffee in his office. Hey, fatty, come here.
He sits on it.
He just sips on it.
Oh, sips. I would have. You pick the order. I don't want to show any favoritism.
You want to work in Fly Guy?
P1 Fly Guy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. What?
I'm kind of with Paige a little bit on the... as far as the C word, I was raised local, you know, Southern Baptist for,
amen,
you know, 18, 19 years, church twice a week, you know, the whole nine.
Only two.
And as far as like the C word and B word goes, like I will never use those in a derogatory way, no matter what the situation is, just because those are like those big words. I'll never talk to my wife or mother or whoever that's close to me, female, you know, and use those words just because how derogatory.
What's a derogatory term? Like, what's the way to use those terms without being derogatory?
That's a good question.
How?
Can't think of one.
I know. Well,
but I feel like in certain, it's a situational awareness, and also like you guys were touching on, like the way you use them, who you use them with, and as far as cuss words go as a whole, like having two kids, like you said, we try, you know, yeah, it probably happens. It's going to eventually happen, but we want that to be on, like, their terms and, like, you know, when the kids, you know, get there to understand
maybe if they're
when and how and why.
Yeah.
I'll give you some advice, though. Don't, if they do slip up, and it's something, I'm telling you the story behind this, don't, if they slip up and say a cuss word, even if it's all cute, don't over laugh or whatever, because I scared my child of cussing. Not in a you're going to go to hell thing, but we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia, and we were at the little fair or whatever that thing is, and I was like, we picked the wrong day to come here. It's cold as S. And she's like, it is cold as S, Daddy. And we erupted with laughter. And I was like, you can say it again, you won't be in trouble. She started crying. I'm not going to say it again. She was so embarrassed by it.
I mean, as far as the workplace thing goes, like, I work with, I'd say, you know, 95% males, and they're all former military, like every single one except for myself, and we work in a defense contract type of job, and it's just like a thing, you know, so it's just part of talking. It just comes out, and there's certain folks that that, you know, you kind of know to like watch your mouth around, or like, hey, she might not like, what, you know, certain words or cussing, period, and you kind of have to like keep that in mind. But for the most part, it's just kind of just part of the conversation.
So you talked about going to church, you know, growing up. Like, what about that angle of it? When you heard like church going people do it, that had to blow your mind like it did me.
Oh, for sure. Like, Sunday after church, like going to lunch, we went out to eat pretty much almost every Sunday afternoon, and
same.
You know, you would see, you know, Miss Susie over here, you know, firing up a Marlboro or whatever after
yes!
a meal. And yeah, and so, I mean, it was, and that again was just kind of, you know, not really thought too much about, but yeah, for sure, definitely saw stuff like that and heard, you know.
But at the same time, though, again, breaking down the so-called sin, smoking, but over there, going to Ryan's and tearing that buffet up, that's not looked at in that same vein.
You glutton?
That being a glutton is not, I don't. It was.
What's in the box?
Looking more outside in now, it's eye-opening kind of, and just, you know, the realization of like, you know, wow, this was actually that, and it's kind of crazy.
You're right. Fly Guy, call in more, man. It's good to hear from you.
All right, man. Good talking to you guys. Have a good one. See you, Paige.
See you, man.
Bye.
Look at that. What a gentleman right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Remember, Paige said you're going to see one if you know.
If you say, it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times.
No, you're going to make me mad. You're going to see somebody get back at you.
Not in the way you said. You're not going to
see one.
Reverse moon.
You're not going to get naked. here.
It's going to flash you.
It's too dang cold.
You got the line of the day. If you call me one, you're going to see one.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.